All right, so we were busy with the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in Parak Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel. L'chayav is the cheeks, karugas habosem, produce fragrance. Migdolis merkachem, they grow merkachem, is also some sort of fragrance. Sefsoysav So, this is referring to the different chelke HaTorah. One is the machshavos, which is that it's all part of the Hashem's plan, which comes out in a very strong way in Sefer Shmos. And Sefsoysav Sheshan, and everything he says, which is more than Machshava, is the Saras HaDibros. Noitves Mar-Oiver is very, very sweet. Okay. Yadav, his hands are Glilei Zav, are pillars of gold. Memulayim Batashish, filled with Tarshish is a fancy stone. May of the middle is Eshes Shein, made out of toss ivory, that's what it's called.
I'm
Mu'ulefes Sapirim, which is out of sapphire.
inlaid.
What?
Very inlaid with sapphire.
Inlaid with sapphire.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. So, what is this referring to? So, it's the things we talked about. Hashem's machshava. We talked in L'chayav. We talked about the dibur. Now we're talking about the ma'isa. Yadav. The ma'isa Mishkan is mebulon b'tarshish, which is talking about the ma'isa choshev v'ofed, the big dekuna. May of Eishes Shein. May of is the middle of the person, which is sefer Vayikra, and that's. Mu'lefes sapirim is the avanim toivois. Avanim toivois eshes shem mu'lefes sapirim. So I guess the karbonis is that type of idea, where I don't know what makes it mu'lefes sapirim exactly, but it's mole halachas, so it's full of halachas. So it's like when it's memulaim, it's full. Vayikra has is more full than other things, Mistama, right? Of mitzvahs. Because every single thing is a tzibur. Kimon, every pasuk is another mitzvah. It's another parasha of a mitzvah. Right? Bereishis, kimon, no mitzvahs. Shmois, half-half mitzvah. Bamidbar, a lot of stories. Dvarim, Vayikra. It doesn't say anything except for tzivuyim. Everything is just dinim and mitzvahs. So it's memuloim. It's full b'tarshish. Me'av, the middle is eshes shein. It's full of a white ivory, which refers to the tahara as it's white. And it was left as sapirim. It shines with sapphire, which is referring, what's referring to? So to go in the nimshul im ki shemaim la Hashem, even though Hashem is in Shemaim, iva me oz the moish of loy ala kapoyres, shumok in pnimi venelam, kama ha meyayim shepesuch haguf, misham ba ha'ara la knesses Yisrael, ketzachos vizakos Hashem, ubihiros ha'sapir. That somehow, the inside shines out, and the light that the Torah and mitzvahs give to the inside of the person in their neshama shines through their guf.
We also have
Okay. Shoykav amudei sheish. Now we're going down the shoykav, the thighs. So let's see what that's referring to. Okay, so we talked about Machshava Dibur Ma'aseh, what's this? So it's where his legs are. Where is Hashem's legs, Kaviyachol? The Haaretz Hadoyim Raglai. Right? It's referring to how Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Bria. This is the Raglof of Hashem. Shoykav, the feet, is Amudei Sheish, are pillars of marble. Miyusadim, that are founded in Adnei Paz. In fancy stones. Mar'ehu kalvanon, it appears like the trees of the Levanon Bochor Ka'arozin, and the chosen ones amongst the cedars. Meaning, Hanimshal, who al ha'olam hashafel hadoim raglov ragle amokin, v'aretz hadoim raglov. Wasn't it Shabbos's after? Shema ayim kisi v'aretz hadoim raglov. We just learned it on Shabbos. So ha'aretz hadoim raglov. Shehu chazak kamudei avnei shayish. It is strong like avnei shayish. V'adnei yisoid kadur ha'artzi ha'mamidu b'makoim v'ayiskar l'peyam in ha'peyis. It's set in stone. Literally, the earth does not move. Right? The earth does not move, meaning it rotates around its axis. And it moves, but it stays the proper distance from the sun. From it doesn't burn. Right, and it's like if the earth would be like a little bit closer to the sun, it would burn, further away, it would be freezing. So, you call Yisoid Mishtokik Yisoidai, Lachain Barem is Bepazki, and who does this? He kimat kot. It's very, very, very specific. Like paws are like diamonds, where the cut is very significant, and a little bit of a cut makes a huge difference. In a diamond, cut it like this, like that, it can make a huge nakamina. Right? So, if that's the case, so the world is being held up like paws. It's very precise. It's a very precise exercise. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing things. Sorry, I didn't realize the video was on. Not that, you know, I didn't tidy up, but. The world is very precise, just like the Adnei Paz. That's the reference. So it's amazing. So the Gra is mamash learning up these psukim that we're going through, explaining ki'ilu kaviyachol the shvachim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We start off with the machshava of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the what he told us, then what he did for us in the Ma'aseh Mishkan, right? And then eventually we get into how he presents himself in the Bria.
Wait, so we just only did Bereishis, Shemos, and Vayikra, and then we start?
The Vayla. I don't know what's going to be with the rest. Happens in? Okay. Okay. Right there? He says, now he adds, Shoykov Amude Sheish, who's safer by Midbar. Shemidaber Akol Balichas Yisrael, Laert Yisrael. And Yusod Al Adnei Paz, who's safer Dvarim Shum Yusod, Laert Yisrael, Echlis Nag Be Yisrael, Umusar, Betoychacha. So, the Shoykov is standing, is getting you to Eretz Yisrael. The Adnei Paz is when you are in Eretz Yisrael. Mareu kalvanon nehim bali tshuva, which are levanim kiyar. Bochor karazin nehim atzadikim, that were chosen, that never did averes to begin with. So Hashem has his whole lineup. Chikoy mamtakim, zok the pasuk, v'kuloy machamadim. So his palate is sweet. He is machmadim, which is nechon to things which are nice. Zedoidi v'zerei b'nois Yerushalayim. You b'nois Yerushalayim were asking me, "Hey, who is this fellow that you are? My yafa doidech midoid hayafa manashem. What's so good about your doidi?" So he says, "Zedoidi v'zerei. Everything I just described to you. That's what makes him special." So, says the Gra, Chikoy Mamtakim, that's the Balei HaTorah. The Kulei Machmadim is a Balei Mitzvahs. Why? Because Hanechamadim Mizav Umisukim Midvash. So apparently, Nechmadim is Mitzvahs, Misukim is Torah.
Why Vash is there and Zav is mixes?
So he's saying that's what he's teaching here. I'm not sure why he did that. Mahmadin, Nechman, Chemda, what I desire. It's a mitzvah. I don't know why that's. I thought it's Torah also. Not sure. I don't want to think about that. Okay. So look, I want to finish this whole pasuk here about what's chikui mamtakim kulei machmad, and what is that referring to really? I think it's pretty fundamental. Long Rashi here. We'll see if we can get the Rashi. Okay. And with that, we'll close on the second and the fifth parak. Okay. Shkoyach from my side. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Good enough.
What's the matter?
We're making our way. Get around the matter.